Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM, this 9th day of December, our final program for 2024, and we'll look at some of the highlights from 2024 in our second segment this morning. Let's start with sports headlines. The Herald Sun in Melbourne, Daily Telegraph in Sydney. It's all about cricket. An easy Australia-India truce could explode at any time. And the Courier Mail in Brisbane. Cricket, of course, coldest cuddle, pants flare, and perfect pat, biggest moments from day three of the second cricket test in Adelaide. In athletics, though, let's start there. 16-year-old Gout. Some speculation about the spelling and pronunciation of his name. From Ipswich, certainly put his name up in lights on Saturday when he won the 200-metre final at the Australian All Schools Athletics Championships. His time of 20.04 broke Peter Norman's 56-year-old record, making him the fastest 16-year-old in the world. In cricket, in the international, well, the second test between Australian men and India in Adelaide saw the Aussies win by 10 wickets. Travis Head, player of the match, 140 off 141. Series now 1-1 with the third test starting next Saturday in Brisbane. Can't wait. And in the women's cricket, the Aussie team, they also defeated India in their second one-day international in Brisbane yesterday, leading the series 2-0. Elise Perry, 105. Closer to home, Caboolture. What a great day for the Caboolture Cricket Club yesterday, winning the first and third grade one-day grand finals. And in the third grade, Caboolture all out for 188, but bowled Caloundra out for 157. One-day champions for the first time in 10 years, 15-year-old Kale Keating, 2 for 16. Well done, Kale. In the second grade, Caboolture managed 114. Maroochydore only lost 5 wickets to get those runs, so the seconds unfortunately lost. But in first grade, Caboolture won the toss and batted first, with Brad Teske 105 and Glenn Battiacitto 139. That was a 228-run partnership. Cameron Trask helped out with 64 from 40 deliveries. Maroochydore, they were bowled out for 162. Connor Corlett, 3 for 24. So well done there to the Caboolture men's first and third grade. Second grade made the final. And so well done, President Nick. Probably need another trophy cabinet. And by the way, the women's one day yesterday, Caboolture 5 for 143 with Karen Buckley, 50, not retiring. Defeated Palmwoods 4 for 130. So well done. There'll be plenty of celebrations this week down at the Caboolture Cricket Club. In basketball, big weekend for the Bullets. They won both their games, defeating Adelaide and Melbourne United. Unfortunately, not the same for Cairns. They lost both their games to Tassie and South East Melbourne. The Women's National Basketball League, 14th of December, Townsville Fire will take on Bendigo in Bendigo. And in football and soccer, Brisbane Roar lost 4-1 to Melbourne City on Friday, and the women, they lost 2-1 to Wellington yesterday. And in the English Premier League after round 15, Liverpool on top on 35, Chelsea second on 31, Arsenal third on 29. The Matildas, they defeated Chinese Taipei 3-1 and 6-0 in their two-match friendly series. And in baseball, not too good for the Brisbane Bandits. They lost 3-1 to Adelaide over the weekend in round 4. They'll take on the Sydney Blue Sox in round 5. Listeners, we'll go to a break. After the break, we'll come back and we'll look at the sporting highlights from 2024. All that and more. Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM. Well, listeners, welcome back to our second and final segment for 2024 with Monday Sports Roundup. So we'll look at some sporting highlights from the year. An Australian 14-year-old skateboarder, Arisa True, was named the Action Sports Person of the Year. The 2024 Don Award, which recognises the sporting achievement of the year which has inspired the people of Australia, was awarded to Naomi Fox and her sister Jess Fox, OAM, after their efforts at the Olympics. The Dawn Award, which recognised an individual and, of course, their contribution to sport, was awarded to champion female basketball player Lauren Jackson, AO. Luke Littler from Warrington in the UK at 16 became the youngest ever player to advance to the World Darts Championship final. Tiger Woods made a record 24th consecutive cut at the Augusta National. Spaniard tennis player Rafael Nadal announced his retirement at the end of the season. And the women's Spanish football team, winner of the FIFA World Cup, they were the World Team of the Year. The highest paid sports person in the year, according to the Forbes magazine, was Cristiano Ronaldo with earnings of just $250 million. Of course, the opening ceremony of the 2024 Olympic Games with 6,800 athletes and 85 boats was spectacular, plus the 18 gold, 19 silver and 16 bronze medals, 53 in all, won by the Aussies, put us fourth spot on the medal tally, making it our most successful Olympic Games ever. And of course, in the Paralympic Games, the Aussies, we claim 63 medals to finish ninth. In the AFL, of course, the Brisbane Lions won the men's AFL Grand Final, defeating Sydney Swans by 60 points. Lions, Will Ashcroft, player of the match. Not the same for the Lions women team. They lost the Grand Final to North Melbourne. In rugby league, well, of course, the NRL, Panthers made it four straight after defeating Melbourne 14-6 in the Grand Final. New South Wales reclaimed the Origin Series with a thrilling, if you call it that, 14-4 win at Suncorp in the decider to win the series 2-1. Angus Crichton from the Blues was the Wally Lewis medal winner. And on the Sunshine Coast, Gympie Rugby League, the men's A-grade was won by Beerwah, while Kiwana, they claimed the women's A-grade final, defeating Caboolture in the Grand Final. Of course, over the weekend, we mentioned about athletics with the 16-year-old sprint sensation breaking Peter Norman's 56-year-old record. And he is the second in the world to an athlete under the age of 18 to claim the title. In football soccer, well, Man City won the EPL title for the fourth consecutive time. Central Coast Mariners claimed the men's A-League title after extra time. And Sydney FC, well, they claimed the women's title. The Super Bowl, the Kansas Chiefs defeated the San Francisco 49ers after the Chiefs were behind 10-0 in the first half. Miraculous comeback. In netball, the Adelaide Thunderbirds defeated the Melbourne Vixens by 2 points to secure back-to-back titles in the 2024 Super Netball competition. In basketball, LeBron and Bronny James became the first father-son duo to play in an NBA game together, and the Tasmanian Jack Jumpers claim the 2024 title, defeating Melbourne United 3-2 in the best-of-five series. And just finally, listeners, Taylor Swift became the world's first musician to become a billionaire solely from songs and concerts. Well, listeners, that brings us to the end of Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM for 2024. You have a great Christmas, New Year, and we'll look forward to your company again in 2025. Have a wonderful time.